Welcome back to another episode of the Bleacher Boys Media Podcast. This is the first episode of the new year. We haven't done this in a while. 2 weeks. We were on vacation in the holiday season. Isaac has to do this. Isaac has to do that. You know, I was ready to go, but things didn't work out. And we're back talking baseball, talking Yanks, talking everything. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Like you said, the vacation was much needed. I got a vacation from my vacation. So what did you do in the last week? You weren't anywhere? How were you feeling, by the way, last week? Because I kind of remember you just laying in bed for a while. You tell me you couldn't record an episode in bed?
A little sus that you didn't know what I was doing and laying in bed. But, you know, I was just chilling out, stayed at home, really not doing much. Seeing friends and family, doing this, eating a lot of good food. Anywhere you went in particular?
I mean, I went to the top of this mountain. You know, if you zoom in, you can see some guy. He looks kind of sick in that picture already, so I don't know. But
who is that? Is that Ollie?
Yeah, it must be. We did a little skiing trip, went up to Montreal. Kind of cringe that I'm wearing the sweatshirt, but it's just really comfortable, honestly. Do my eyes look really blue, or is it just the lighting? Like, I think this is a little hot boy action with the blue eyes. Maybe it's the lighting. I don't know, but my eyes kind of match.
What's that hat? I've never seen. Is that PSG?
No, it's a Lake Placid skiing arena. Okay. I bought it on the last day because you know, vacation. I just want to spend money. Pretty sick hat though. Cooper, our friend Cooper, he took me to the Lake Placid Olympic Training Center, and that's for those who don't know. It's the area where the miracle on ice happened. Ken has never heard of that. I'm assuming 95% of Americans have heard of the miracle on ice. It's where the U.S. beat Russia in the height of the Cold War in hockey. And there's the rink.
Game.
The rink that they actually did it on is I went to and visited, and it's such a cool place. They're actually hosting the FISU Olympics, which is like the college Olympics there right now. Our friend Matt White. He's a ski jumper, and he's practice jumping. Like, he's a practice dummy for, like, the ski jump. So he's, before any of the Olympians go off of the jump, he's going off of it to see if it works. So fingers crossed for my boy Matt. Hope he doesn't die, and cool job.
I saw him back on the jumps on his story.
That's
fucking dope.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, should we start off with a little question of the day, or should we just get into Yankees?
I don't know. Baseball. I kind of like starting with the question of the day. I mean, we haven't done this in a month, so don't really remember, but I'd love a question of the day.
You, Mr. Isaac Springer, wake up, and it's 2060, all right? Out of the blue, tonight you sleep, tomorrow morning it's 2060. What's your first Google search?
How many home runs did Aaron Judge hit in his 39th season?
39th season.
No, I don't know. I'd probably ask...
You'd be 60 years old.
60 years old, yeah. So I guess Aaron Judge would be like the Babe Ruth of that time, but what would be my first Google search? Like, actually, that's a good question. Honestly, it'd be probably anything. Something about the United States. Like, did the United States, like, fall off a map? Did we end up having a nuclear war with Russia? What would I wonder? Is it bad to Google yourself? Is that kind of selfish?
No, that's actually, I think that's kind of cool.
Like, Google myself? Understand this. Am I, like, sleeping through the entire thing? Like, I don't know what happened? Or, like, I live through it?
No. I think you're I have no idea, bro. I'm just asking questions. You can make up your own story. You wake up tomorrow morning, somehow 2060.
Yeah. I think the first thing I'm doing is Googling myself because that's, you know, the vanity of humankind. I think that's probably the first thing I'm looking up myself and what I did in my career because that's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. I have no idea what I'm about to start doing, so I would really want to know. Same question to you. Well, what would you do?
Damn, I didn't think of it. I didn't think about it. Googling yourself is pretty good.
Wouldn't you want to see what happened in the upcoming election? Nah, it's kind of lame.
I mean, how many elections, like...
Oh, yeah, like 20, true.
We're talking a
couple, it kind of lose its potency because there's so many. I think a better question would be like 2040. I think 2060 is like too. There's too much. There's too many things that I would want to know about what happened,
and too many things that could have changed.
Exactly. So like, 2040, kind of a tough spot. Why do we start with question of the day again? You gotta warm me up. You know, you gotta ask me the easy ones first.
All right, fine. Oh shit! Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there we go. All right, so let's say 2040. One sports Google question.
One sports Google question. If I wake up in 2040,
make it into a good transition.
I could mess this episode up real quick because I actually been thinking about something. You know what?
Knicks?
You know you want the layup. You want the layup. You want the layup.
Yeah, give me the layup. Yeah.
How many championships have the Yankees won since then?
Thank you.
Nice and easy. I was gonna say something about the MLS. Right. I was gonna say something about the MLS.
Cut it out. Cut the crap. Get out of here.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway, the Yankees. We could talk about Yanks a little bit. I think. Is it fair to assume that moves are done?
Yes.
Free agent trades.
I think unless Cashman hits us with one of his famous surprise shock trades to end the year, which honestly isn't impossible, but probably improbable. I think the Yankees offseason is done. Let's just recap what we did. Obviously, we lost Rizzo and we lost Judge. So that was down -2. I know I've been talking about that. We come back up to normal. And we increase the team value by 1. I'm making up a value. We had Rodon. If we're going back a couple months thinking, what can we do to make this team better? Rodon definitely fits into that plan. I'm saying, okay, that brings a lot of value to our team. That makes us better. And the only other final thing was getting a left fielder. And it looks like the Yankees are going to ride it out with Aaron Hicks and with Oswaldo Cabrera. Oswaldo Cabrera. And it looks like they're sticking with Josh Donaldson, IKF on the bench, I'm assuming. So, you know, there's definitely some things I would have changed about this offseason. But if I was rating it, probably give it like a B plus to an A, because they did sign Judge. There was definitely concerns about that wasn't going to happen. They signed Rodon, but overall they don't get that much better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd give it a B plus too. I think our number one worry or number one weakness in this team last year was the offense, and I mean, we didn't really improve on the offensive front here. But with that
and
being
it's,
said,
and it's
the
not
Yankees
like
were,
Harrison Bader is going to produce numbers like that, or you know, Oswaldo
exactly,
Cabrera
exactly.
is not going to be you know the same. So yeah,
exactly. And but with that being said, the Yankees were a top offense in the league for 6 months of the regular season. They won 99 games. I think you know what the issue is, that the Yankees have a terrible offensive approach in the postseason. I think their regular season offensive approach is fine. I think they failed to change it up, you know?
I don't know if it's because their approach. I think it's, you know, you face easier pitching. You face guys more locked in the postseason.
It's with every team, too.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, I mean, I don't think it's just approach-based. I think it's also the fact that they're facing all-stars. Like, I mean, the Houston Astros, you think if they...
No.
What approach can they change? Bunt more? Like, you know, there's not much they can do when there's a guy that's on, like Javier or... we hit Verlander, but yeah, there's not much you can change really, unless you get better players. Like,
but what I'm saying is the players are produced 807 runs, which was a second to the Dodgers in the regular season. So I feel like the players are there that who can produce. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when it comes to the postseason, every team does struggle a bit and take a hit. But I think the Yankees, I don't know.
I mean, it's been a consistency since 2017 that the Yankees have not hit in the playoffs. But, you know, this postseason, the big underlying excuse was, well, we don't have our leadoff hitter, we don't have our five hitter in DJ LeMahieu, Andrew Benintendi, and that provides a spark and a lot of contact for the lineup that was mostly home run hitting based, which, you know, every Yankee fan has... you know, at some point complained about. So the outlook on this team is definitely different with DJ LeMahieu in it. And that could be a great transition into
healthy DJ.
And that is a great transition into our lineup predictions, which I would like to do now that we're talking about DJ LeMahieu. So
yeah. You wanna read off yours?
Do you wanna go one by one for interesting sake?
For interesting sake, yeah, sure. I feel like here's my prediction between our two lineups. I feel like you're higher on
Wait, are
Harrison
you predicting
Bader than
a
I am.
Prediction? What? Yeah. How did, dude. That's
I
crazy
feel like
that
you're
you just said that.
Harrison
that is
Bader
crazy that
I
you
am.
Just said that.
And we'll just go. You probably
Okay, because I actually had Harrison Bader much higher up in this lineup, and then I switched it because I was thinking you would say something like that, and that's crazy.
Well, it's fine. I think it's fine to have.
It's just...
Just put what you think, what you believe.
No. Let me give you my perspective. You think that I'm a dumb Yankee fan, and I'm clouded by the fact that he hit a couple home runs in the postseason. That's what you think. You're like, I was just going to think
there's
that he's... No.
I think it's glass onion. It's not glass. Dude, that's crazy that you say that. I have Glass Onion playing in the back right now. Or not playing, paused in the back right here. I was just
watching.
Wait,
what part
are
you
night.
At?
Do we got to do this right
now? Like, are we middling? Are we ending?
An hour and 11 minutes.
You're like middle to ending. You're like medium well. Right now.
All right. Can you read off your Harrison Bader leading off lineup, please?
Wait, are we not going one by one?
Sure. Go. Or one, okay. One, two, three.
Okay. My top three. Excuse me. Batting first, a healthy DJ LeMahieu playing third base.
Okay.
Batting number two. Aaron Judge, right field. Okay. I think that's the layup of this lineup. And three, Tony Riz, lots of Riz, first base.
Okay.
And that's got to be your top three. There's no way you have something other than that as your top three.
That is my top three, but I think one little thing here, if DJ LeMahieu isn't healthy, or maybe, I don't know, he's like half healthy, like him
no,
at third base isn't a lock at this point.
He's full healthy. He's ready to go.
Oh, you know him like that?
Yeah, and I also read an article about it last night. He's ready to go. Okay. He avoids surgery.
I hope so.
He avoids surgery. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. But at the same time, the DJ has been a guy who in the past could be benched, could be, you know, moved around the infield. Well, there's a guy, Josh Donaldson.
What do you mean? MVP. Benched? What are you talking about? Benched?
I'm talking.
What does
about
benched mean? I don't know what benched mean. Do you mean
I'm talking
injured?
About 2018 when he didn't start opening day because there were other guys locked in positions. I'm saying there's a chance Josh Donaldson starts at third base. That's what I'm saying. There is a chance.
If DJ doesn't play opening day and Josh Donaldson does, I will lose faith in this team on day one. Like, honestly.
It could happen.
I will never watch Yankees baseball again. That's such a
But with that being said, we both have the first top three.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so since you didn't have to say anything, give me your 4-5-6.
All right, 4-5-6, I have 4, Big G, Giancarlo Stanton at DH. I think that's pretty obvious.
Okay,
Number 5, I have Gleyber Torres playing second base.
Same.
At number 6, I have Oswaldo Cabrera playing left field.
Oh, okay.
I think this is where you start to differ. Okay.
I have Oswaldo Peraza. I have Oswaldo Cabrera playing shortstop.
Batting 6th. So we have the same player, just
batting
6th. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's
okay,
kind of crazy that the Yankees have a player like that you as a longtime Yankee fan could put at left field and me as a long-term Yankee fan could put at shortstop. Like, that's so crazy that we have a guy
long-term
with that flexibility.
Debatable. Yeah.
I could see Oswaldo... God damn it, these guys. I could see Oswaldo Cabrera or Oswald Peraza being in that 6th shortstop role. I could see either one of them doing that. Or I could see Oswaldo Cabrera playing left field. Like,
who you have in left field now. Maybe your boy Hicks is back? What are you talking about here now?
Okay. So that's the 4-5-6. We are exactly the same except for position change. So in my 7th spot, I have Harrison Bader, who I actually originally had above Oswaldo Cabrera, but
you like that switch left?
I like that switch because I literally thought of what you were gonna say about me having him like almost around Gleyber Torres, or I was actually considering above Gleyber Torres, but I knew you were gonna
I knew you were gonna think
oh, just because he hit home runs in the postseason, but no, oh no. I
you
have him in the seventh
spot.
Make your
predictions
spot.
Based on what you think I might say. Based, you know what I'm saying? I think.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay,
anyway,
so Harrison Bader, seven, Harrison batting Bader. Seven. Jose Trevino, eight. And then I have Aaron Hicks, sad face, left field.
Okay, we have very similar lineup. Okay, at seven, I also have Harrison Bader batting playing center field. At eight, I have Peraza playing shortstop. And then nine, I have Trevino.
Nine, you have Trevino. So you have opening day lineup. They're starting the rookie. Do you watch Yankees
the rookie,
baseball?
I think this isn't no rookie anymore. They gave him the cup of tea he needed. He started a playoff game against the Astros in game three in Houston,
but,
or game two. And I think this is his year. I think he's going to get full go.
I hope he does too, but wouldn't it be so fitting if the Yankees like send him down to AAA? Like, wouldn't that be the most Yankees thing ever?
No, That wouldn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like last
but
year,
but you know what doesn't make
sense
is starting a guy who's never played more than five games of shortstop in the most important game of the year. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's what
but
doesn't
it
make
kind
any sense.
At the same time it kind of does. The Yankees didn't have a shortstop.
Yes, but it doesn't make sense that you would start a guy that has played all year.
It doesn't make sense to us, but there is sense to be made. Like I can see why they did it. Here,
oh, I can see
if they
why,
don't start.
But...
I don't think. I think it like they're giving it to Peraza to start the year until Volpe's ready. I think that's their
okay.
plan. I think
all
that
right.
was their plan.
You
want to
do something fun? Want to do something fun?
What?
Let's give our Yankees like ultimate toxic lineup. Like, what would like infuriate us the most?
All right, one Hicks.
Oh no! But like I'm saying, realistic. One.
I think it's realistic. Hicks is leadoff.
One Harrison Bader. Let's be honest.
Would that infuriate you?
Like a little bit, yeah. If DJ's not in there,
okay. What about they went funny business? What if they did Gleyber Torres batting first?
Okay, like yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like funny business, like bullshit, annoying the Yankee fans lineup.
They could do Gleyber. They did in the playoffs last year.
Do you think that? I really don't think they would. I really don't think they would opening day. Like if we're being honest.
Okay. Just a quick timeout quiz time. Guess who batted leadoff last year in opening day?
Well, if we're talking about it, is it Gleyber Torres because we're talking about it?
No, no, it's not. Last year, Boston Red Sox, opening day.
Wait, was it at home?
Yep. Leadoff hitter, 2022.
Was it Rizzo?
Nope.
I mean, the obvious answer is DJ.
No.
Oh, Hicks?
No.
What?
They went funny business. They did this for like the first three games.
Is it someone that's still on the team?
Yes.
IKF.
Wrong.
What? Judge.
Wrong.
Oh, my God. There's no one else that could possibly lead off. I don't know what you're talking about. Is it someone that's
Josh
on the 40
Donaldson
man?
Was the leadoff hitter.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
He walked it off,
Donaldson.
Didn't he? He walked it off.
He walked it off too, yeah.
That's a good spot. I like him up there. That's a good spot.
Stop. See what I mean? They could do funny business. I think it's realistic to think Gleyber could be the leadoff, and I don't think
okay,
he
we need to get over this hurdle. We need to get over this hurdle. So who do you have Gleyber as like ultimate annoying, but like annoying
yeah,
us.
Yeah, ultimate funny business. Yankees are smarter than the world. I think Gleyber Torres.
Okay, fine. Gleyber Torres playing left field, batting first.
Okay.
Number two, I think Aaron Judge, that's a lock, right?
Yeah, I don't think you can funny business this.
No, you can't. Unless you bat him lead off. Aaron Judge playing right field, batting second. Third.
Actually, can we make a switch? Let's just do Judge leadoff, because I feel like that would piss off the most Yankee fans.
Do you think so?
I think so.
But that's
and
actually,
it's like possible too.
I think that's more likely than Gleyber Torres, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm saying it too.
Okay, fine. Aaron Judge leadoff, right field. Batting second. Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah.
Batting second, Anthony Rizzo playing first base. Batting third,
I don't think so.
Giancarlo Stanton. Mm. Okay, batting third, Gleyber Torres would piss me off much more.
But I don't think they'd do that in front of Stanton.
No, they wouldn't. You're right. They wouldn't do that. Batting third, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fourth, Josh Donaldson. Playing third base.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I could see that.
Easy. That. Like that, I mean, I could see it happening.
Again. My blood is 100%. Starting to boil. When I said that name, my blood is starting to boil. I could so see it
happen. Yeah, that's an easy fourth, four. Five.
Okay. Fifth, Harrison Bader.
Okay, so I don't think they'd do Harrison Bader over Gleyber Torres.
Okay, fine. Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres,
second base. Are
they benching
DJ? Where's DJ going to
yes,
play?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That this is what infuriates me. This whole thing is because they're going to bench DJ.
Is this where IKF comes in?
It's coming. Don't worry. Fifth, or Gleyber Higgy? Torres. Sixth, Oswald. Sixth, Harrison Bader.
Up. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Seventh, IKF, starting shortstop, baby. Eighth, Kyle Higashioka. Ninth, Aaron Hicks. I could totally see a world, and that's so sad that I'm saying that.
No.
Totally see a world in which that's
like
the lineup.
Sixth or fifth.
You don't think he would be ninth?
I think you slide everyone down.
Double leadoff guy? Little double leadoff guy?
No, you slide everyone down. Hicks goes five between Donaldson and Gleyber.
Between they Donaldson, break up the righties? Okay.
Break up the righties. Off.
I love that philosophy. You know. I love that philosophy.
They would so do it. Damn, that hurts. Why are we doing this to ourselves again?
And they'll start.
Opening day?
They're going to start Gerrit Cole.
They're going to start.
What
Gerrit
are your
Cole,
predictions?
They have a 2-run lead. They have to save Clay Holmes.
Yeah, they're saving Clay Holmes for like the Orioles series in like two series.
What the fuck are we doing?
What are your predictions for like who's going to have the first thing of the year where like they're mad or like it's like they see them getting in an argument or like they get mad at like Billy Joel for singing too long or like something like
Billy
that.
Crystal.
Like, Billy Crystal. Sorry. Who is your prediction? And don't say the obvious one, but. Actually, I mean, I guess you can, but who is your prediction for, like, the first, like, bad notoriety of the year?
Let's think. Give me some time.
There's one layup here, if we're being real.
Yeah, but it's a little boring, you know? I mean, I feel like there's a couple layups. One on the offensive side, one on the pitching side. There goes Isaac. I think, you know what? I'm going to go Josh Donaldson. But then he has to be on his best behavior at this. Like, he has to be on his best behavior to get the Yankee fans back on side.
But why? Why is he on the team to bring fire? Remember that whole thing? How he brings fire?
Yeah.
Do you think is worth $25 million? Like, just like
can we say something though?
Burning
wood. We did like the fire. We did like the fire at the beginning of the season.
Oh yeah, but I want the fire with above a 200 batting average.
Yeah, exactly. We
like, I would like fire if he hit like I like fire if he can hit like 20 home runs. That would be nice.
Yeah, fire like without kind of fire. The production is just burning the team. Like you gotta.
Well said, sir. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said.
What is this? Hold on.
Very well said. So what's the incident though? Like he fights an umpire. He yells at a fan. He yells at Billy Crystal.
Well, he's definitely the first player to be thrown
remark.
Out. See, like, there's so many ways we can go with this.
See, I could see
I
a
no
world
idea,
in which, like, Aaron Hicks does that.
What, Hicks is thrown out?
I could see a world in which he's, like, trying to prove himself. He, you know, strikes out, the bases loaded, and he's like, you know, he's like, oh, and he's terrified that the same thing's happening again. Screams at the umpire.
I,
Boone doesn't come out
I'd
to
like
say anything.
I'd like that from Hicks, low-key.
Because remember we were saying at the end of last year how we're sick of Hicks just like yelling and being all upset every time he strikes out. Like, do you remember we went to the Angels doubleheader and Aaron Hicks struck out with runners in scoring position like five times and he's just like slamming his helmet in every time, like screaming. Like, dude, you're not, that's just like not healthy baseball activities. Like, everyone knows that. Anyone who's ever played the game knows that.
Well, how would you... Fuck. My mic... my headphones fell. How would you like someone who's struggling to act?
Well, I mean, I want to see a little fire. Like, from DJ, if he's struggling, I want to see a little fire because he's so stoic.
Bias. If Donaldson is hitting 150 to start the year, for his first 2 months, he's hitting 177. How would you like him to act where it's satisfactory?
Well, I mean, I want to see him act like he's caring. You know, I want to see some emotion.
But at the same time, not too much.
But, okay, so are you saying I'm asking for too much? Are you saying I'm asking for too much?
No, I'm asking it's a tough... I don't think there's anything a player can do when they're hitting like Hicks or Donaldson last year.
I mean,
you'd be like, okay, he's trying.
Okay, but like the classic thing to do would be like Aaron Judge. Like you see, he's like mad at himself and not like blaming the umpires. And like when Donaldson is struggling, when Hicks is struggling, they start blaming the umpires and taking too many pitches.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you watch some of those at bats where Donaldson's screaming at the umpire? You don't remember that?
You don't think Judge? If you don't think Judge, if he was hitting 150 for the whole year getting booed, would start complaining to the umpires?
Oh, no, he would, but like he wouldn't do it for 200 at-bats. Like it would be like a last resort thing. And not like resort, but like, you know what I'm trying to say. Like it would come after a lot of frustration. It wouldn't be like Donaldson goes 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts, punches the umpire in the face is the headline. Like... You know, and they're all swinging and missing too. Like all of his strikeouts are just swing and miss, and he just socks the umpire in the face at the end of the game. Like I could totally see that.
What do you know? Who's a free agent right now? That I just
David Peralta
kind of came across. Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, I saw him working out on his Instagram. Looks pretty hot. Still in shape.
Was he looking cute?
I thought he was going to San Francisco.
No, they're just interested. San Francisco is always interested in players.
I could have sworn. Okay, you want something interesting? The MLB just came out with its next 10 World Series predictions. Guess who it is. Did you see it already?
I saw it, but I didn't memorize it.
I
saw Astros fans being mad at it.
Guess who is 2023? Just guess the teams in the World Series.
I remember it was like 2024, Yankees over Cubs or something.
No, not that year, not those teams.
2024, Yankees lose to the Giants or something, or win against the Giants.
No,
I don't
guess,
remember.
Start with this year, dude.
I don't fucking remember what they said this year. Mariners?
No, it's Dodgers, Blue Jays, with the Dodgers winning.
Okay, boring.
2024, Mets and Yanks. Orioles.
What? Okay. Orioles
so
make it.
Okay, but the Mets win. 2025, they have San Francisco versus the Yankees, with San Francisco beating the Yankees. Did they make these when Aaron Judge was on San Francisco? They must have made these when Aaron Judge was on San Francisco and Correa was on San Francisco. Because I don't have the Giants winning shit in the next 10 years, so I'm not going to lie.
They also have a terrible shit farm system.
2026, they have the Mariners over the Cardinals. That's crazy.
Okay.
Not the Mariners winning, the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals are that good. 2027, the Yankees winning over the Cubs.
Damn, finally, let's go.
So who is that? Okay, so 2027 lineup, go.
You got Aaron Judge leading off still.
Okay.
Giancarlo batting second.
Okay.
Oswaldo, Anthony Volpe batting third.
Third, wow, Martian,
or maybe you lead him off. Martian is traded, so he's not there anymore.
Wow, who did he get traded for?
He got traded. Oh, you know what's interesting about that article? So on MLB.com, if you click on the link, you can they write a little predictions like half joking, and it says 2024 Yankees win World Series on the backs of new free agent signing Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Dude, what? So. He literally hates the Yankees so much. And they couldn't afford that either. He's gonna need like 35 a year. There's no way.
You don't think the Yankees can do 35 a year?
I mean, on top of...
No, they wouldn't. I know. They wouldn't.
They would never do that.
But...
Damn, they have the Orioles in the World Series 3 times in the next 10 years. That's giving
to
them
be all hip and new and fun. And Orioles are not that good. They're fun.
Yeah, I do not have the Orioles being that successful.
I don't see the Orioles becoming the new Houston Astros of the next decade.
Oh, that's why Houston Astros are mad, because there's not a single World Series appearance in the next 10 years, according to MLB.
Yeah, and they've made the last six ALCS. So
they would have to be really fucking shit. That's crazy.
They just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Basically. Send them back to the NL, honestly.
I feel like that'd be boring if Houston wasn't a good team anymore. Like, I want to beat Houston to get there, you know? Like,
I'm kind of over it.
Trying to beat Houston?
Yeah, I just rather, like, I think it's just we just don't have Riz with them. Like, we just...
Okay.
We have a mental block with them that's just not going away anytime soon. So, even if it's, like, the Mariners who are filthy, I'd rather go up against them, honestly. Because, like, even, like, a stacked Mariners team with, like, let's say this is, like, MVP J-Rod year.
Okay.
Like, I'd still go up against them because we just have a thing with the Houston Astros. Like, we are scared to play in that stadium against those players, and that's just it. Like, that's just there's no going around it. We are just scared to play that team.
Are we the Minnesota Twins to the New York Yankees?
Are you asking if the Houston Astros are our daddies?
Yeah. That's
at this point in time, yes.
Wow. That's sad, man.
It's the truth. Sometimes the truth is sad.
But you don't think it'd be so much sweeter if we beat the Astros to get to a World Series and then win a World
Series? Oh, no, it definitely would be, but I literally just don't think we are going to do that.
Okay.
With those starting pitchers, all young.
Hey, they lost Verlander, we got Rodon.
Hey, I mean, Verlander, but the thing with Verlander is he's obviously great, but we saw him a bunch.
He won the Cy Young.
No, I understand, but you saw what we did to him in the postseason. Like, we've seen him more than we've seen Christian Javier, and I keep forgetting this guy's name, Luis Garcia. Framber Valdez.
You said we got runs off of Verlander. I think we got one or two.
I think we got like three or four, no?
No.
You know what it was? It felt like we should have had three or four because we didn't cash in. I think it was like an inning where bases loaded one out, we didn't cash in, so it felt like we should have had more. Am I right about that? I think I am. Because I remember feeling like we hit Verlander pretty well.
Well, we scored two runs that game. Let's see what Verlander did. Verlander, six innings pitched, one earned run, 11 strikeouts.
Oh. But I feel like we left a lot in scoring position.
J-Mo, 4.1 innings pitched, one earned run. Kind of mad.
Hope he does well. He's going to have a great year.
J-Mo in Chicago?
Yeah. Maybe he'll learn. Is Stroman still on that team?
Stroman, yeah.
Maybe he'll learn something from Stroman. Just be an asshole on Twitter.
Before we wrap it up, give me one former Yankee that like you're going to keep an eye on besides J-Mo.
I mean, that would have honestly been it. Besides J-Mo.
No, you hate J-Mo. I know you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I'm interested to see what he does. Like, how former?
Any.
I got an interesting one for you. You're going to like this. How about a little Marwin Gonzalez action in Japan?
Yeah.
Low-key, he could hit, like...
Should I go see him? Like, low-key, I'm like,
he could hit, like...
MVP?
Like, 330. 330? Dude, he's only, like, 32. Like, Marwin Gonzalez in Japan...
Let's call it.
I'm calling it right now. MVP of the Japanese
League.
He's
33.
Oh, he's 33? Yeah, exactly. He could, like, he's in his prime right now. Coming off of, like, playing time with the Yankees, like, he's got to be a little cocky going into some of these at-bats. Like, he's Marwin freaking Gonzalez. Like, come on, man. Like, he could definitely eat up the Japanese League pitching.
Yo, that'd be sick. I got to go see him.
Wait, what team is he playing for?
I don't know.
It was like not the
Giants.
Would
you go see Marwin if you were in Japan?
Oh, of course I would see Marwin. I would just specifically pay to go see Marwin. So that's great for the team then. People who know who Marwin Gonzalez is. There's a very very select few people who would know in Japan who would know where Marwin Gonzalez is.
Yeah, exactly. Over under 4.5 Japanese citizens who know who Marwin Gonzalez is coming over to Japan.
Well, they'll know his name after he hits 30 bombs.
No, yeah, I know. Over under 25 and a half home runs for him next year.
How many hit this year? That's like four?
Weren't you a big Marwin Gonzalez guy? You're like,
I was early on in the year. But when he sits on the bench all year, you know, they lose their abilities. I'm going over.
He hit six home runs. 185.
Well, yeah, because he didn't play for half the year. He was hot. He was hot in the beginning of the year, and then he kind of tailed off when Mr. Cabrera came up. But he had good swings. Yeah. Better, he didn't strike out as much. So, rather have him than Donaldson.
Oh, shit. No,
Gallo.
No. Hold on.
I have
something for you.
What? Strikeout numbers? Please don't.
No. Ready? I'm gonna read lyrics, and you have to fill in the blank, okay? A song you probably know.
Am I, like, allowed to fill in the blanks?
Yeah. It's not, like, an explicit word that you're not allowed to say on air or anything. So to be honest with you, here's my thought process. I was like, Isaac was printing out Drake lyrics when he was in middle school.
No, I wasn't.
But I couldn't figure out what song it was.
No, I wasn't.
What was it?
It was She Will.
No, you weren't.
It was She Will.
Oh, it was She Will. I
no, but it, you
it was
know what?
What?
That, I feel like that's definitely a thing of the past now. Do you feel old yet that, like, or maybe it was just me being a weirdo, but, like, that's definitely,
me
like, an
Ty
old thing.
We were talking
thing.
About this on the ride back, and we're like, yeah, Isaac was, well, I thought you were printing something out from Take Care. Am I wrong? Like, could've, headlines?
Could have been. And no, I'm pretty sure it was She Will. But also, I don't remember what I did in sixth grade, so...
Hell yeah, fucking right. I don't know. All right, ready?
Okay.
How you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil.
Okay.
I'm in the building, and I'm...
feeling myself.
Okay, you passed the
test. that's it? No, I mean, it. I'm, like, notorious for being really good at song lyrics, so like that's a layup for me.
Oh,
that's too easy.
Okay, so do you want a three-pointer?
I'll take a three-pointer. Jerry, I'll take what is the motto by Drake for 300?
Honestly, I thought you blanked for a sec, but no.
You think I blanked on that? Come on.
No, I thought you'd blank first.
Wait, is this... So, wait, hold on. Is this the Tyga remix or just the one with Lil Wayne and Drake?
Oh, just the one with Lil Wayne. I didn't know there was a Tyga.
Dude, if out of all people, you think I would know about the Tyga remix, right?
Yeah. Do you want a Tyga song? Would you know Tyga lyrics, though? I feel like you guys... Oh, wait, I got a good one.
Well, I know, but it has to be like an old Tyga song. I don't really know the new Tyga song. I mean, I know them, but not by heart.
Old Tyga song.
Did you just look up old Tyga song on Google?
No. I don't know how the song goes, though. Okay, ready? I'm going to play it and then pause it before the blank, okay?
Okay. I can't say this song is so inappropriate. I can't say this song. This song is so bad. TNTN, what on your what?
No, never mind. Tyga's not like that, bro. I can't be doing
that.
No.
He needs to make some love songs, honestly. You could play Ayo. Ayo.
Tyga's
songs are
songs
inappropriate. Damn.
I bring it to the.
Yeah, really. Maybe next time do more planning.
No, I did, and then you just got it on the spot, so it was kind of boring.
No, you've been hurt by... Want to hear a funny story? So, guys, I need one credit to graduate college. Like, I need one credit, like, singular one, on top of my credits I'm taking. And my two options are either 35 hours of community service or a singing class that requires me to be in a concert. So...
I wasn't listening, but you're...
Okay, well, now the viewers know and you don't. Basically, I have one credit to graduate college. Either I need to do 35 hours community service or I have to be in a singing class that requires a concert.
Let's go. That's hype, bro.
So if I don't attend... So imagine if I don't attend the concert, I have to not graduate college.
Wait, you perform at the end of the year?
I think so, yeah. And I think
I'm coming. That's it. I'm so coming.
Dude, imagine needing to sing in front of like 100 people to graduate college. That's not, guys, just so you know, my major is economics, but it's just like UAlbany only has two classes that are like one credit each. So like credits, if you don't know, work it, they're usually come in threes, but I don't want to take a whole class. But it's just crazy because community service, like I'm a community guy, you know, love helping out, but 35 hours in is like almost 3 hours a week. Like I'm just not trying to do that. So I guess I'm gonna be singing.
That's an experience you won't be able to, you know, get after college. So
that is true.
I feel like that's fire.
That is
true. All right, ready. Last one.
Okay.
All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway brought me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a.
I don't know the lyrics, but catch me in the kitchen like I'm Simmons cooking. It's something like cooking. I know like what it sounds like, but I don't know the actual words. Catch me in the kitchen like I'm cruising down A Street, off white Lexus.
Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons.
Like I said, Simmons.
Okay.
Cooking.
Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus.
Wait, like I'm Simmons?
A different word for like a cooking.
Like the action verb?
Yeah, the action of cooking, but like it's a little different word and a different, like a little different action, but.
Cooking.
When you cook.
Roasting?
Cake. No.
Baking.
It's kind of, you're close. Okay. When you bake, what kind of verbs do you use? What kind of actions do you do?
Put it in the oven.
So catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons, put it in the oven.
What action do you use? Stirring?
Close.
Mixing? Shredding?
No.
Is it like a word like stirring?
No, it has two P's in the middle.
Folding in. Two P's in the middle?
Two P's in the middle of the word. What am I doing? Or you could go.
I actually have no idea.
Simmons blank pastry.
Am I dumb? Am I going to feel dumb after this?
I don't know. Two P's in the middle. Simmons doing something with the pastry.
Pudding?
He's in the kitchen.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Pudding? I told you two P's, bro.
Yeah, I just thought of P.
I can't add this app until you get it. So either you look it up. No, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
I don't know
like a
word.
Blank pastry. Just like context clues. Just start throwing out words. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons cooking.
I'm trying to think of a word with two P's in it. I actually don't. I need another hint.
Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons pastry. Like think of actions you do when you're cooking.
This is bad that I have no idea. I'm drawing a blank.
Heavy cream.
Whipping.
Yes, thank you.
Whipping. Catch me in the kitchen like I'm Simmons whipping pastry. That doesn't make any sense, Jay-Z.
Like a Simmons whipping pastry.
What is a Simmons? And how do you whip pastry? I think you whip cream.
He's whipping pastry.
What a weird line.
Yeah. All right. I think we could wrap it up. You want to wrap it up for us, please? Thank you.
Yeah. So we will be back next Wednesday. Hopefully if Ken gets his shit together. We will have some, hopefully some more Yankees news, but probably not. So we're just going to keep doing these, I guess, lifestyle episodes, until we get to the Yankees regular season. We will have a full prediction of
driving
the AL
so
East.
Slow, but BK is from Texas.
Of the MLB. Yeah, we'll do Cy Young predictions. We'll do all kinds of predictions. Yeah. And we still got an episode coming out of the free agency, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Free agency episode coming out. And tons of content. So, you know, if you guys are still listening by this point, thank you so much. And, you know, keep smashing those like buttons. Gives us motivation to keep going, you know. So unless Ken got anything else, I think we're out of here.
I do.
Oh, what
I
do you
have
got?
Something else.
What do you got?
Remember how we did over under last year? I want to do a little recap and then a new over under.
That sounds very promising. It sounds like that is very promising. Okay. Thank you guys for listening so much, and we will be back soon. Bleacher Boys out.